Hello and welcome to Healing From Within. I am your host, Cheryl Glick, author of Life is No Coincidence, and I am very happy to welcome my special guest today, Don Miguel Ruiz, author of many books, including The Four Agreements, which was on the New York Times bestseller list for 7 years. In today's episode, we will be discussing thoughts from the ancient Mayan elders who predicted the end of the Mayan calendar on December 21st, 2012, and changes for this time in history. At the ancient Mayan pyramids of Teotihuacan, Don Miguel, a master of the Toltec wisdom of the ancient healers and seers of the Mayans, and his highly regarded family of Toltec teachers, sons Don Jose and Don Miguel Jr., and his partner Eva Ruiz Larson, will host an event called Awakening the Giant on December 17th to the 21st, which will be a sacred and intimate transformational experience for those present that will be equal parts spiritual learning, musical celebration, and a mystical gateway to the times to come. Hello, Don Miguel.
Hello, this is a great pleasure to be in your show. I'm very, very, very happy.
And so am I. And as listeners of this show, Healing From Within, know, we encourage a higher and clearer view of events in today's changing world by trying to provide ways for our listeners to experience the creative and expansive ideas of healers and leaders of past and present cultures, including spiritualists, scientists, healers, and shamans, to merge the concepts of these distinct views and traditions for a truer understanding of universal energy and the nature of our life experience. My goal has been and is to help people realize ways for higher self-awareness and for the creation of unity, peace, cooperation, using both alternative and traditional healing methods. Now, Don Miguel, as author of The Mastery of Love, and also Beyond Fear, The Voice of Knowledge, and The Fifth Agreement, and also The Four Agreements, I believe I read that you left your career as a surgeon to carry on the family tradition teaching Toltec wisdom. Can you tell us about this calling and the need to share this wisdom with a worldwide audience, and also how your medical training enhanced your inherited shaman healing wisdom and traditions?
Yes, I used to practice surgery with two of my brothers. One of my brothers is a neurosurgeon. The other is an oncology surgeon. And after years of practicing surgery with them, then I noticed that the majority of the problems that the patients have was more psychological than physical. And I was very interested in find out why was that problem. And I decided to go more deeper into the human mind to understand it. And the easy way for me is by following the legacy that came from my family. And that's when I decided to start practicing the shamanism in order to go into the mind of the apprentices and find out exactly what controls their mind, what control all those fears. And it was like 10 years of practice until I finally understand completely how the human mind works. And I find that something very interesting. You know, while science and technology is advanced extremely fast, psychology was way behind because life is extremely easy, but they complicate everything. Then I started at the result of all those years of study in the human mind is the books that I wrote, like The Four Agreements, Mastery of Love, Voice of Knowledge, the Fifth Agreement, because those books are really like books of psychology. And what I do is to put life in a very easy way to understand that anyone can comprehend and find out that life is easy, and we are the ones who really complicate everything.
Well, you found out, I believe, that the mind and body and soul connection create the physical problems, both in our thinking and our behavior and our actions, and that ultimately leads to disease. Now, I know you were raised in rural Mexico by a mother who was a healer known as a curandera, and you also had a grandfather who was a nagual or a shaman. And the ancient techniques and connections to spiritual energy understood much about fear and how by overcoming fear, we could live a courageous and healthy life. Now, I know also from reading your books that you had a near-death experience in 1970, and many people who have been on the show have shared experiences that have enhanced their spiritual awareness and their understanding of what our life, our physical life is about. Can you tell us something about that near-death experience?
Well, that happened in the 70s, as you say, and it was a car accident, and I see my body completely unconscious. And it was amazing because that was the very first time that I was completely out of my body, and that changed everything in my life.
Of course, it would. Yes, it would, because then you realize your spiritual essence had a life of its own, and that we were eternal spiritual beings having a physical life. And that's the greatest gift I believe any of us can be shown, because then we can live our life with courage and be fearless, mm-hmm. because we know who we are. And that's what this show is about, trying to discover who we are for greater health and for establishing the possibilities that are endless in creating a fantastic life. Now, in your book, The Four Agreements, you offer readers a way to set up a lifestyle and a path for health and freedom. Can you tell our listeners what the four agreements are? Because I concur with you. They are the way to understand and to develop character and personality with love. Can you tell us
more? Definitely. After all those years of practice in shamanism and understand the human mind, I find out the easy way to transform our life. And this is how the four agreements came to life. Very easy four agreements who have the power to change the life completely. But this four agreements is the introduction of a new way of life that I call the way of life of the artist. And by the way, the word Toltec means artist. And we humans, we always create, and we are artists. And this four agreements, the third one is be impeccable with the world. And the impeccability of the world, we use it in order to create the story and the one we live, because this is our world, this is our reality, and we create it. It's a virtual reality, but for each one of us, it's completely real, and we are the main character of our own story. And we use knowledge, which is made by words, in order to have faith in everything that we do.
So the first rule is be impeccable with your word, speak with integrity, and say only what you mean. Avoid using the word against yourself or gossiping about others, because the power of our words either lead in the direction of truth and love or to lower our vibration and our energy and to lead to illness and unhappiness. Yes, that was very beautiful in your book. it rang a note in my heart with what has been very important to me in my life, speaking with integrity and honesty and kindness. Yeah.
Yes, and the second agreement is don't take anything personal. And this has been a challenge for almost everyone, because it's easy to understand, but as soon as they try to apply it,
it's hard.
How difficult it is. And it's difficult because we practice exactly the opposite. And for many, many years, we have taken everything so personal that becomes automatic. It's so difficult to start taking things personally. But if we have that awareness, it will not be that difficult, because it's the practice what makes the master. And when we don't take things personally, because we know that in the same way that we create our own personal stories and get the main character of our story, everyone that we know is just a secondary character in our story, but they also create their own story. And in their story, they are the main character of that story, and they are only a secondary character of their story. And they think that they know us very well, but what they really know is the secondary character of their story, as we know the secondary character in our story who represents them. And whatever I say to them, I'm not really telling to the right, to the real person, but to the secondary character of that story, and vice versa. Whatever they say about me, they're talking about the secondary character of their story who represents us. And when we don't take things personally, that gives us immunity in the interaction that we have with anybody else.
Yes. So nothing others do is because of us. It is because of how they are perceiving the world. And sometimes they're acting from their own fear or pain, and it is their own dream. So when we become immune to the opinions and the actions of others, we won't be a victim of suffering. And that's a wonderful thing. So I always tell my clients, I'm a Reiki practitioner, and when they are dealing with problems and issues with other people, I tell them to be slow to anger, be slow to fear, and to step back when people are behaving badly, take a breath, and the moment will pass. And they don't have to internalize or imprint the other person's negativity or anger. And therefore, they will stand in their own truth and their own energy. And that's what it means not to take anything personally, to allow the other people to move through their own whatever behavior that they have to go through. And then your third rule was don't make assumptions. Now, this is a very hard thing to do, because most people have a big imagination and they're creating their own story all the time. But what must they do so that they don't get caught up in their own fear and imagination of what's really going on? What do they have to find the courage to do?
Well, first of all, we need to understand that we make assumptions because we create our knowledge. Everything that we know is our creation. Then when we were born, we didn't have any knowledge, and we didn't make any assumptions. Of course, we didn't even think. But after certain years in our body, something incredible happened. Knowledge starts speaking in our head with a voice that no one can hear but us, and we call it thinking, and we start thinking. And that thinking is just a voice of knowledge. And that voice of knowledge is according to what we believe, and all those thinking is nothing but assumptions. But as Hannah should say, we have a very big imagination, and we imagine all those different possibilities, and we create so many assumptions that we create a big storm in a glass of water that is completely unrealistic. And when the truth arrives, we find out that all those assumptions was really nothing, and it was just our creation, and we were worried in suffering for something that really never exists. And when we don't make assumptions that give us immunity, this interaction that we have with ourselves, with our own knowledge.
So Don Miguel, it's really important for people to ask questions and to express what they need. And this word, communication, is the most important thing we will learn in this life. How to communicate with others clearly and to avoid sadness, misunderstandings, and drama. And just by doing this one agreement, you say in your book, your life can be transformed, and I agree. This has been one of the biggest challenges for me since I have become a Reiki master these last 20 years. And now I seem to feel, before I make an assumption, I smile, I step back, I breathe, and I say, "This is there are many realities and possibilities. So exactly. I'm just going to ask what's going on, and I'm not going to make a big story until the big story presents itself." And your last agreement, which I say to everybody almost daily, it's only important to do your best. We'll never be perfect. There is no need for perfection because we're expanding and evolving human souls and human beings. So all we have to do is step forward from moment to moment, avoiding self-judgment, self-abuse, and regret. And I think, Don Miguel, I love your book. I have given your book to many of my students. And I believe these four agreements, much like the Reiki rules that I have been taught from the Japanese healing art, teach us to have a life pattern that realizes and respects ourselves and others in this world without judgment and by being kind. But I want to go on to something very important to me, and you also discussed this in the book. You discussed the domestication of children, which is much like the domestication of animals, and how parents and others in charge, in authority, use a reward or punishment system. And this process often influences our inside dream or perception with the outside reality of others, and it harms the children. The children begin to lose sight of who they really are, and they lose joy, and they lose their freedom, and they develop a lot of the behavior of their parents and teachers, and a lot of joy in life is lost at a very young age. So you can tell us, please, something about the domestication of children, and what we need to do to help our children be healthy and strong using the Taltic wisdom and the ancient healing way.
Well, we have to understand that society exists long before we were born. And society has already all those rules, all those beliefs, they have religion, philosophy, and everything exists before we were born. When we were born, we had no knowledge. We were completely innocent. And our parents hook our attention. And through the attention, they teach us to be what we are. And we can say that attention is a part of the mind that helps us to focus on what we want to perceive and discriminate everything that we don't want to perceive. And it's through the attention that we learn and that we teach. And by using the attention, we learn everything that we know. Since every single word of our language, all the rules of society, all the rules of the family, in that way, our parents start teaching us. And when we create more and more knowledge, then it was more important for us to be more and more like our fathers, like our parents.
What we need to be, and our children need to be, their unique soul being, because each of us is so unique. That's why our fingerprints are different. our minds are different. Our destiny, our reason for being in life at this time on the planet with the purpose and the goals we wish to achieve don't have to be really anything like our parents. So what the parents are doing are infecting us like a parasite, which is a fear, which gets into us and damages us. You talk about that in the book. And we need to achieve a state of being and connection to our own unique higher values. And parents need to learn to respect their children for the unique beings they are and let them grow and develop naturally and in their own way without so many, perhaps, rules and limitations that are put upon them. Now, I'd like to get to the event that you're going to be hosting very soon on December 17th. Now, do you think, Don Miguel, that the recent Hurricane Sandy in New York, where I live, and the massive destruction in other parts of the world, and recently the very controversial election we had in the United States this November, and the fighting in the Middle East, are part of the Mayan prophecy for the changes coming and the way the new world consciousness will emerge? People are afraid that the Mayan prophecy was that there will be destruction. Would you please tell us what the Mayan prophecy, you believe it to be?
Well, the Mayans, like the rest of the humans around the world, they have the tendency to measure time. That's why they create a calendar. You know, all those prophecies are completely wrong. It has nothing to do with the Mayan calendar or whatever has happened here in the United States or the war in Israel or in Greece and all the other places. You know, war is always happening in this beautiful planet Earth. Injustice is happening all the time. And humanity evolves in her periods of stability in times of crisis. And right now, there's a time of crisis all around the planet Earth. But the time of crisis is also a time of opportunity because we can change what we don't like and is what is really happening. Then the Mayan calendar is just another calendar. We don't have to expect that will be any catastrophe or anything like that. This is completely wrong. It's just like when the Y2K, everybody was waiting a massive destruction. They talk about the computers and that life will never be the same. Well, the day arrives and nothing happens. Then we'll be exactly the same thing with the end of the Mayan calendar. Nothing will happen unless we want something to happen. Then what I was proposing, wherever I go, is that the end of the Mayan calendar should have the meaning that should mean that there will be the end of the superstition and the end of fanaticism and the return to the truth. And what I've been traveling for more than a year and a half to so many different countries giving the same message. And the message that I give is asking for help to everyone and say, please help us to change the world. But I'm not talking about humanity or the planet Earth. I'm talking about the world that we create, our own creation.
Yes, I love the word you just used. This is an opportunity. It is the time for us to develop our best and highest thoughts and actions and behavior. And that is what we're ready for now. And that was what the prophecy, I believe, is about. The change is something good. It's a way that people will help each other, and they will create, and they will help their children understand what is necessary, because we've had thousands of years to evolve, and we've had thousands of helpers from spirit here to join us, to give us this wisdom. Now, I know that the Taltic wisdom and tradition known throughout southern Mexico said that the Taltic was not a nation or race, but was in fact scientists and artists who formed a society to explore and preserve the spiritual knowledge of the ancients, who were always connected to the energy of the universe, and as such were more aware of communication and guidance from source or the divine or universal energy. And this has been passed down to you, and this is what we are talking about here today. The wisdom of the ancients is still true today. And in this new coming age, it's necessary to return to this simple wisdom. And Don Miguel, can I read something from your book about the Taltic tradition? Because at the beginning of the show, you talked about the scientists and the artists. A Taltic, you wrote this, a Taltic is an artist of love, an artist of the spirit, someone who is creating every moment, every second, the most beautiful art. And this art is the art of dreaming. Life is nothing but a dream. And if we are artists, then we can create our life with love. And our dream becomes a masterpiece of art. And you also suggest that we are all masters and have the ability to create and rule our own life. And now it is time for us to do that. So I believe that people who will be attending your event at the pyramids will have a chance to listen to this type of wisdom and to fill their hearts and their souls with the love of having a physical life and being on this planet. And I want to thank you, Don Miguel Ruiz, for sharing the messages of the ancient Mayan leaders who, like all healers and peaceful warriors, wish for humanity to achieve a higher state of consciousness and love. For more information about the event hosted by Don Miguel and family, Awakening the Giant at the Pyramid of the Mayans in Teotihuacan, go to miguelruiz.com. Is that correct, Don Miguel?
It's correct. Thank you.
Okay. In summarizing today's episode of Healing from Within, Don Miguel and I have suggested when we stop hunting for love, peace, and well-being from the outside, we will remember our inner power and the love within, allowing ourselves to accept ourselves, our children, and others as they are, without demanding perfection, which is impossible in a physical state. We will discover the ability to forgive and share joy and happiness instead of suffering. We have spoken today of how authority figures and the domestication process, social mores, and limiting belief systems create a painful view of self for our children, creating for them as it was created for us through illusion or the collective dream or reality, the need for people to live within a state of denial. And we are not any longer going to buy into this false system of behavior. We are going to do the best we can by following the four agreements from the Taltic wisdom of the Mayans, and we will be impeccable with our words. Take nothing personally. Never assume, but question what is happening, so our imagination does not blow situations out of proportion, and do the best we can. We will empower our soul energy to respond with inner truth and become leaders, free to make choices to enjoy life. I am Cheryl Glick, host of Healing from Within, and I invite you to visit my website, CherylGlick.com, or Web Talk Radio, to hear leaders in the field of alternative healing, spiritualism, energy medicine, and intuitive connections to higher consciousness and self-mastery.